This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. 95% of U.S. adults below vitamin D requirements, despite supplementation, NHANES data shows. A comprehensive analysis of 26,282 U.S. adults by Ryder C.A. et al., published in Nutrients 2020, reveals that dietary intake alone fails to meet the estimated average requirement for four critical immune-supporting micronutrients, with vitamin D showing the most concerning deficiency rates at 95% of the population. 95% of U.S. adults below vitamin D requirements from diet alone, micronutrient adequacy rates among U.S. adults percentage below estimated average requirement, diet only versus diet plus supplements, vitamin D95, vitamin 84%, vitamin C46%, vitamin A45%, zinc 50%. Source, Ryder et al., Nutrients 2020, Georgian Medical Journal News. Immune-critical nutrients show widespread inadequacy. The decade-long analysis of National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey, NHANES data, published in Nutrients by Ryder C.A., Chung R.Y., Devarshi P.P. et al., 2020, examined micronutrient intake patterns across a representative sample of U.S. adults. The research focused on nutrients essential for immune function, including barrier integrity, T-cell differentiation, and antioxidant defense mechanisms. Beyond vitamin D, the Ryder et al. 2020 study found that 84% of adults consumed insufficient vitamin E, 46% fell short on vitamin C, and 45% had inadequate vitamin A intake from dietary sources alone. These findings highlight significant gaps in nutritional adequacy across multiple immune-supporting compounds, as detailed in our research digest. Supplementation provides partial solution. While dietary supplementation improved inadequacy rates, it failed to resolve the deficiencies entirely. According to the Ryder et al. 2020 NHANES analysis, vitamin D inadequacy decreased from 95% to 65% among supplement users, and vitamin E inadequacy dropped from 84% to 60%. Even with supplementation, the majority of Americans remained below the estimated average requirement for vitamin D, according to the Ryder et al. Study. The EAR represents the intake level estimated to meet the nutritional needs of half the healthy population, making deficiencies below this threshold particularly concerning for individual health outcomes. Clinical implications for immune function. The widespread inadequacies documented by Ryder et al. 2020 involve nutrients fundamental to immune system operation. According to the study's analysis, vitamin D supports T-cell differentiation and regulatory immune responses, while vitamin E provides critical antioxidant protection against oxidative stress. Vitamin C enables collagen synthesis for barrier function, and vitamin A maintains epithelial integrity. The research methodology examined both dietary intake and supplement use patterns across multiple survey cycles, providing robust evidence for persistent nutritional gaps in the U.S. population. These findings align with broader concerns about global nutritional adequacy documented by international health organizations. Even with supplementation, 65% of U.S. adults remain below the estimated average requirement for vitamin D, highlighting the inadequacy of current approaches to address widespread micronutrient deficiencies. Ryder C.A. et al., Nutrients. Key takeaways: 95% of U.S. adults consume insufficient vitamin D from diet alone, the highest inadequacy rate among tested nutrients. Ryder et al., 2020, supplementation reduces but does not eliminate deficiencies, with 65% still inadequate for vitamin D. Ryder et al., 2020. Four immune-critical micronutrients show widespread population-level inadequacies, requiring targeted intervention. Ryder et al. Frequently asked questions. What is the estimated average requirement? The ER represents the nutrient intake level estimated to meet the needs of half the healthy population in a specific age and gender group. Falling below the ER indicates likely inadequacy for that individual. Why don't supplements completely solve the problem? The Ryder et al. Study shows supplements improve but don't eliminate inadequacies, suggesting issues with dosing, bioavailability, or adherence. Even supplement users showed majority inadequacy rates for vitamin D and E. Which populations are most affected? The NHANES analysis by Ryder L. 2020 represents the general U.S. adult population. The consistently high inadequacy rates across multiple nutrients suggest this is a broad public health concern rather than isolated to specific demographic groups. These findings from Ryder C.A., Chung R.Y., Devarshi P.P. et al. 2020 underscore the need for comprehensive nutritional strategies that go beyond individual dietary choices to address systematic gaps in micronutrient adequacy. Source: Micronutrient Inadequacy in Short Sleep, Analysis of the NHANES 2005-2016, A Context of U.S. Adults Below Vitamin D Requirements Despite Supplementation, NHANES Data Shows. Description: New NHANES data shows 95% of U.S. adults below vitamin D requirements despite supplementation. Four immune-critical micronutrients show widespread inadequacy rates. Author: A Type Organization, named GMJ Editorial Team. Publisher: A Type Organization, named GMJ News, Georgian Medical Journal. Date published: 2026-05-23. Date modified: 2026-05-23. At context: is the estimated average requirement. Accepted answer. At type, text, the EAR represents the nutrient intake level estimated to meet the needs of half the healthy population in a specific age and gender group. Falling below the EAR indicates likely inadequacy for that individual. At type question, name, why don't supplements completely solve the problem? Accepted answer. The writer. Text: The Ryder et al. Study shows supplements improve but don't eliminate inadequacies, suggesting issues with dosing, bioavailability, or adherence. Even supplement users showed majority inadequacy rates for vitamin D and E. Type question. Name: which populations are most affected? Accepted answer. The NHANES analysis by Ryder et al. 2020 represents the general U.S. adult population. The consistently high inadequacy rates across multiple nutrients suggest this is a broad public health concern rather than isolated to specific demographic groups.